Quahoga Aggies play right here. Welcome to the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Aggie Sports Network and the Star Physical Therapy Pregame Show, sponsored in part by Alta Point, Coosa Valley Medical Center, Allen Oil Company, Star Physical Therapy, Marble City Pharmacy, Sleeping Giant Heating and Cooling, Toyota of Sylacauga, Wright Tire and Service, Central Alabama Community College, State Farm Agent Albia Steers, La Costa Mexican Restaurant, Edward Jones Agent Jesse Gum, Alabama District 33 State Representative Ben Robbins, Donahue Physical Therapy, Sylacauga Chamber of Commerce, Coosa Valley Recycling, Another Level Cards, Omya, Van Sant Hardware, Sycamore Federal Credit Union, Wharf Casual Seafood, Fair to Midland Gifts and Boutiques, Broadway Spinal Care, First Bank of Alabama, and Sylacauga Pediatrics.
Welcome in to the Star Physical Therapy tip-off show. Star Physical Therapy, where you don't have to be a star to be treated like one. Area finals, Sylacauga and Clay Central. Not much else to be said. Live from Douglas Martin Court, this is the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Aggie Sports Network. 11 minutes until tip-off between Sylacauga and the Vols for the third time this season. Alex Bauman pointed out a crazy stat to me earlier today. Clay Central's only lost four times since Christmas. Two of those to the Aggies. They knocked off Briarwood in overtime to advance to the area finals today and a guaranteed spot into a sub-region on Saturday night. The two teams tonight playing for that area championship. The winner will host the sub-region Saturday night at 6 o'clock. The loser will go on the road. Alex, this was an electric environment. Monday night when the Aggies hosted Shelby County, a nail-biter, a 57-52 win. And then Clay Central and Briarwood closed out the night in OT. The Vols winning, obviously, a close game in overtime. Expect a close one tonight, especially with how Clay Central wants to slow down the pace of play.
A lot of people were surprised by Clay Central beating Briarwood. I wasn't one of them, having seen Clay Central play Briarwood earlier this year and them being able to beat them. But a lot of people had penciled in Briarwood and Sylacauga to be in this game, and Clay Central ended up beating Briarwood, and Shelby County took Sylacauga down to the wire. When he gets to this point of the year, it really doesn't matter your record. It's who's playing the best basketball at this time. Who's playing the best basketball at the right time. Shelby County was playing their best basketball when they played Sylacauga on Monday. And Clay Central is coming into this game playing their best basketball, now playing Sylacauga. Clay Central having only lost four times since the new year. Once to Talladega, once to Mumford in overtime. And Mumford's going to the playoffs in 4A. And they lost twice to Sylacauga. Sylacauga, the only team in the area to beat Clay Central both times in their matchups.
Sylacauga 25-2 coming into this game. Clay Central 13-10, 3-3 in the area, but two big wins over Briarwood this year have propelled them here to the area finals. Alex, what do we expect to see for tonight from Clay Central? When we went up there a few weeks ago, they almost refused to play offense in the first half. Sylacauga was able to jump out into a 10-point lead, forced the Vols to speed up a little bit. What do you expect to see from the Volunteers? More of the same, or do they change it up here and try to beat the Aggies on their home floor?
I would expect Clay Central to do a lot of what they did at Clay Central a few weeks ago, where they slowed it down to a dead crawl. Offensively, there was some poor execution from the Vols, turnovers, missed shots, uncharacteristic mistakes from a coach, Josh Ginn's led team. And tonight, I would expect it to be more of the same. They're a lot more polished than they played in that game. And tonight, they're going to have a guy in Trendon Glenn down low who had an outstanding performance against Briarwood, and it was the biggest reason why they won that basketball game.
The good news for the Aggies, Clay Central couldn't circle Sylacauga the way Shelby County did. They knew that they were going to end up playing. The Aggies pretty much felt like a guarantee since early January. They came out and played very well on Monday night. The Aggies were able to get out to multiple 10-plus point leads, but saw that dwindle away. That game was 52-52 with roughly 2 minutes to go, and the Aggies closing it down on a 5-0 run. The first half by the Aggies was all about the three ball. They knocked it down from deep. They went ice cold in the second half. I don't think the Aggies can afford to have a half shooting the basketball the way they did in the second half against Shelby County. I don't think they could do that here tonight.
The thing that benefits Sylacauga tonight is Clay Central, unlike a large majority of the other teams since that Childersburg game, Clay Central did not play zone against Sylacauga when Sylacauga went up to Lineville to play the balls. They played strictly man defense. The difference with Clay Central, though, is they are just as athletic as Sylacauga. They have a bunch of football players on this team that can really wear you out. And like I said, Trenton Glenn's going to have his hands all over this game tonight for the balls. That'll be number one priority for Sylacauga, is to make sure Trenton Glenn does not have the impact he had in against Briarwood in this game.
We talk about C.J. Franklin, Josh Spear, Eric O'Neill a lot, but who has to have a big night outside of those three to help the Aggies to an area championship?
I think all season long it's been their third guy in Eric O'Neill. Eric O'Neill has had those games where he's led the Aggies in scoring, even dating back to last year. When Eric O'Neill is playing his best, Sylacauga is at their best. Josh Beer, C.J. Franklin have to have a big night too. I think it all starts, though, with Eric O'Neill and getting his confidence in this game.
Sylacauga warming up on the right side of the floor. They're wearing the home white uniforms tonight. Clay Central in red, trimmed in blue. Sylacauga and the Vols, the captains tonight, will meet at midcourt to talk to tonight's refereeing crew for the Aggies. It is Tristan Whetstone leading the charge. Clay Central, Alex, a game that they desperately want to win. They have a bad taste in their mouth from the last time these two teams met, where it was a tight ball game with 4 minutes to go, and the Aggies ended up winning, what, by 7 to 9 points earlier in the year. The Aggies blew out the Clay Central Volunteers, a 31-point win here at home. Obviously, things were a little different up there. After watching those two games and watching the adjustments that Clay Central made from game one to game two, what do the Aggies need to do when they see that slowed down offensive pace? And then you come down, like early in that game, Sylacauga was able to get up with a lead and then again force Clay Central to speed up. If they start seeing that, how do they mentally get through that where Clay Central might dribble out a 2.5 minute possession?
The first thing you can't do is get psyched out and worry and try to rush offensively, and then defensively don't commit stupid fouls. If you're going to sit back in a zone, you're for Sylacauga, which I wouldn't do. I would get into a man defense and apply on-ball pressure. They did it against Shelby County, where Shelby County a little bit tried to slow down the basketball game. Sylacauga ramped up that on-ball pressure, forced a lot of turnovers. I would expect that tonight from Sylacauga, is getting up in the grill of these Clay Central offensive players, getting that count and making them move the basketball and play at a faster speed the way that Sylacauga feasts.
4.5 minutes until tip-off here at Douglas Martin Court. That'll wrap up tonight's Star Physical Therapy tip-off show. When we come back, Coosa Valley Medical Center starting lineups and your Central Alabama Community College tip-off. All that and more coming up here on the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Aggie Sports Network.
When injury slows you down, trust Todd Malone and the caring team at Star Physical Therapy. As owner and lead physical therapist, Todd has built a reputation for helping patients recover quickly, safely, and with confidence. Whether you're dealing with a sports injury, surgery recovery, or everyday aches and pains, you'll find personalized care that gets you moving again. At Star Physical Therapy, it's not just about treatment. It's about helping you live life fully. Star Physical Therapy, where you're always treated like a star.
When the temperature drops, your car feels it too. If your heat isn't blowing as warm as it should, or your engine's running hotter than normal, you could be low on coolant. Stop by Wright Tire and Service for a quick winter checkup. We'll inspect your coolant, tire pressure, battery, and wiper blades, all the things that keep you safe and comfortable in cold weather. Don't get caught unprepared this winter. Get it done the right way at Wright Tire and Service on West Fort William Street in Sylacauga.
A new year brings a fresh start, and Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union is here to help you begin 2026 on strong financial footing. Whether your goal is building savings, paying down debt, improving your credit, or planning for what's ahead, Coosa Pines offers tools designed to meet you where you are. From savings accounts and certificates to low-interest loan options, members can move forward with confidence. Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union, where you belong. Federally insured by NCUA.
Now is the perfect time to start your future at Central Alabama Community College. CAC's next mini-term begins March 9th, giving you a fast, flexible way to earn college credit or start a new career path. With campuses in Alexander City, Childersburg, Talladega, and Prattville, CAC offers affordable classes designed to fit your schedule. Don't wait for fall. Get started this spring. Apply online today at cacc.edu. Central Alabama Community College. Central to you, central to your success.
Van Sant Hardware is not in the business of guessing. They sell you what you need, not what someone else thinks you should have. That is why builders, farmers, and project managers have trusted them for over 50 years. Located on Highway 280 in Sylacauga, they take pride in great service, deep product knowledge, and getting you in and out without the runaround. Van Sant Hardware is a proud supporter of Sylacauga, B.B. Comer, Childersburg, and Fayetteville Athletics.
At Toyota of Sylacauga, we treat you like one of our own because you are. I'm Chris Kane, and whether it's your first time or your 10th, we're here to serve you with honesty, care, and the kind of service that keeps your family coming back. From oil changes to new Toyotas, our team is ready to earn your trust every time. Come see why families all over East Central Alabama and beyond choose us every time they buy a car. Toyota of Sylacauga, worth the drive, and we'll prove it. Online at toyotaofsylacauga.com.
From Radio Alabama Sports, Sylacauga basketball is on the air. This is the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Aggie Sports Network. Sylacauga basketball is presented by Alta Point Health. Caring is our calling. Online at altapoint.org. Allen Oil Company of Sylacauga. 8 locations serving Central Alabama since 1966. Fuel for your body, fuel for your car. You're all in with Allen. Coosa Valley Medical Center. Quality care close to home. Online at cvhealth.net. Now, here's the voice of the Aggies, Jeremy Law.
Back court side, Douglas Martin court, Allen Brew Market scoring table. Allen Brew Market courtside cam, the only way to watch and listen to tonight's game. I want to thank Allen Brew Market for their sponsorship of the Aggie Sports Network, helping you bring some exciting coverage here in the postseason. Getting set for your Coosa Valley Medical Center starting lineups from public address announcer Brandy Brown. First, you'll get the Clay Central Volunteers and then the home Sylacauga Aggies. Again, Sylacauga in white, trimmed in red. Clay Central in red, trimmed in blue. As we'll turn it over to Brandy Brown for tonight's starting lineups.
Clay Central Volunteers. Number one, Za Newell. Number four, Taylor Boyd. Number 10, Caden Glenn. Number 11, J.D. Hall. And number 14, Trendon Glenn. Coached by Josh Giddens, assistant Steve Giddens, and J.T. Burns. Franklin Simmons and, all right. And now, fans, let's hear it for your Sylacauga Aggies. Number zero, CJ Franklin. Number number Josh Beer. Coached by Joel Jones, assistant Skylar Patterson, and Chris Twyman.
Those are yours. Coosa Valley Medical Center starting lineups tonight for Clay Central. Newell, Boyd, Glenn, Hall, and Glenn for the Aggies. CJ, Eric, Josh, Tristan, and Corbin Patterson. Referee will step towards the circle for tonight's Central Alabama Community College tip-off. CJ to jump it off with Taylor Boyd. Referee into the circle. Basketball in the air. Aggies win the tap. It's Josh Spear in the backcourt. Handing it off to CJ. And here we go. CJ working the right wing. Cutting across. Handing it off to Patterson. Patterson stuck with it. And he's fouled. And a quick foul called on the Volunteers. They got that on Trendon Glenn, which is a good sign for the Aggies because Trendon Glenn put up 25 against Briarwood on Monday night.
Early first possession, Clay Central sitting in a man defense. Difference from every other team that's played the Aggies since Christmas.
Into the corner off the inbounds from CJ to Corbin, whipping back around to the top. Open three, Eric got it. Cardinal City Pharmacy, three-pointer as the Aggies lead it 3-0.
Needed that, Eric, a guy that when he sees that ball go through, he can make it 15 points easily.
3-0, Aggies with the lead. Left side of the floor, Zion Newell to the top to J.D. Hall, who also had a magnificent night against Briarwood. Hall down to the floor with it. Got it back to Newell, right wing. Then to the near side, Caden Glenn. Underneath, Trendon Glenn. Missed the shot, rebounded by Whetstone.
Perfect help side defense for Tristan Whetstone. Josh gets beat a little bit. Whetstone comes on the backside of the defense and helps him out.
CJ will go to work on Newell. Aggie spreading the floor with a 3-0 lead. A minute has passed here in the first quarter. Left wing, 25 feet from the rim is Patterson. Looking down the defense on a 5-second count. Back out to the top, it's CJ Franklin. Right side, Franklin. Aggie slowing it down. Cross court, O'Neal wants another one. Eric missed it. Long rebound. CJ going to save it on the baseline. Off to Patterson, right wing, underneath. Now CJ driving, dishing it off to Whetstone. Left side, Patterson into the corner. Back Franklin for three. CJ got it.
Exactly what happened on Monday night. Aggies came out shooting and making all their three-pointers. 2 for 2 to start tonight.
Great ball movement. 6-0 Aggies with the lead. Glenn out beyond the arc. Now it's Caden Glenn. Newell, top of the key. J.D. Hall, the point guard, has it. Now out beyond the arc. Clay Central on the left side of the floor from our vantage point. Wearing red, numbers in white, balls across the chest. Hall back to Newell. Firing it into the corner to Taylor Boyd. Boyd guarded and on a 5-second count by Whetstone. Boyd dribbling, cutting the paint, spinning, got away with a walk, threw it off the shoe of Zion Newell, and the Vols get it back. Underneath, and then a foul called on Spear as they tried to gun it in to Trendon Glenn. They'll get Josh for a push.
Liking the aggressiveness of Josh Spear. He's done that twice now with Glenn, not letting him get an easy catch in the low post.
J.D. Hall to the top, bringing the Aggie big man away from the bucket. Now it's Newell, skipping it to Hall. 5:26 to go, Aggies lead it 6-0. Three up for the Vols, then knocking it down as Taylor Boyd had a hand in his face. And 6-3 your score. Corbin works it ahead. Aggies with a three-point lead. 5 minutes to play in the first. CJ taking the handoff. Driving, stopping, shooting. Franklin missed it. Offensive rebound. Spear under the bucket. Back to CJ. Left side, Patterson. The Aggies pull it off. Cross court, Franklin on the right wing. Into the corner to Spear. Spear trying to work it around Glenn. He'll spin. He'll get underneath. Fouled. And one. Josh Spear going to the line.
What a move by Josh Spear. Hits him with a little bit of the spin move drop step. And it's two on Trendon Glenn.
That's big for them. JT Colburn, who also had a good game. Listen to the fourth quarter in overtime on the Clay Central Sports Network, which is across the gym. They called Colburn's name quite a bit. Spear at the stripe.
Free throw, ping pongs in. 9-3, Aggies lead it, setting up in a full court pressure. Newell off to J.D. Hall. Hall working the backcourt, splits the Aggie trap. Hall cutting the lane, driving, going up, off the window and in. Just a good player making a good play. Five on the right wing. It's Eric O'Neill kicking it into the corner to Spear. Spear spinning off the defender. Back out to Corbin Patterson. Aggies with 4:19 to go in the first quarter. Lead it 9-5. Getting a screen is Patterson. Driving into the chest of the defender. Here's Josh Spear working the left side of the floor. Spinning on the defender. Giving it underneath. Whetstone good. Got the defender in the air. They all crashed on Spear. And Sylacauga answers back. Your score 11-5.
Beautiful read from Josh Spear. Draws multiple defenders' eyes. And Tristan Whetstone left wide open on the low block.
JD driving. He's fouled. Got it up on the rim. Didn't go. They'll get the foul on Corbin Patterson. Oh, they got the foul on Eric O'Neill, but the foul not on the shot. I was afraid they called that one on the shot. Newell. And then an offensive foul called an off-ball screen.
They called that a lot Monday night against Shelby County. Caught them a couple times trying to set a back screen for Nate Byrne.
That's the speed of the Aggies. There, a lot of times they're beating it to the spot, and the screen is just sliding in a little late. With a six-point lead, the Aggies have the basketball wearing white on the right side of the floor. Franklin giving it to Whetstone. Inside to Josh. Not a great feed. Loose ball on the floor. Tristan came up with it and somehow got it off to CJ. Corbin gives it back to Franklin. CJ looking down the defense, whipping it over to Whetstone on the right wing. Tristan stopping, shooting. Tristan, no good. And Josh Spear couldn't chase down the board. 11-5 your score. JD Hall pushing it across, kicking into the corner. Three ball, shot missed. Air ball, Aggies lucky not to get a foul on the shot. CJ driving, shooting. CJ scoring.
CJ Franklin.
Loving this aggressiveness from C.J. Franklin. In that second half against Shelby County, wasn't as aggressive, and tonight early on, he's asserting himself in the first half.
Hall going down the lane, and he walked. Yes, he did. A little contact, but it was after Hall took 1, 2, 3, 4, going down the right side of the lane from the light-colored wood into the dark-colored wood paint here at Sylacauga. Aggie still with her starting five on the floor, and why not? With 2:42 to go in the first, we lead it by 8. Josh trying to get it down low to O'Neill. On the much smaller defender, Eric didn't get the shot to go, but he will shoot two as he's guarded by Braxton Young, as Eric's got about, what would you say, 8 to 10 inches of height over the senior for Clay Central.
Love the play call and the recognition from Coach Jones over here. Calls it for Eric.
Air ball on the free throw.
Take it off, take it off, take it off. Take one.
Eric's second is up and good. No shot, lane violation. So 0 for 2 there. Ball struggling to get it across. Now they do. They'll have a 3-on-2 on the break. Colburn skipping it to Hall. Driving. Hall underneath. Wild shot. No good. Eric underhand pass to Franklin. He'll push it ahead. Whetstone. Corner three. Short. As then Eric is fouled. Going to get the rebound. The second on Young.
It's also a big one for Clay Central. Young is one of their main ball handlers. Him and J.D. Hall are with the user break of press.
5 fouls, 2 shots upcoming for O'Neill. Just Eric missed the first.
Good, take it out, make one right here.
So they called Eric stepping on the line. Here's Eric's second. Got it. Did step on the line there. Aggies 14-5 over Clay Central. 2:06 to play in the first. Caden Glenn to Colburn, right wing. Newell shading the corner. Hall got away with a walk. Colburn at the top. Head faking the three. Caden Glenn on the left wing. Arm extended for O'Neill. Newell working on Franklin. Goes high on top of a screen. Hall on the drive again. Blocked by Patterson. Rebound tapped. Controlled by Patterson after the tip back from Spear. Corbin into the front court. The Aggies starting five on the floor for the whole first quarter. Corbin will drive. Good move. Kicking into the corner. Three up. Spear. Strong rebound. Controlled by Caden Glenn and Clay Central. Minute 15 to go. Hall stopping. Thought about a step back. Firing into the corner for three. Missed it. That was Taylor Boyd who hit one earlier. Volunteers with a three back in the 7.5 minute mark of this game. Haven't had much going since. Whetstone's pass tapped back out to Whetstone. 51 seconds to play in the first quarter. Aggies lead it 14-5. CJ blows by the defender, gets around the defender, and one. Franklin, bumped by Colburn, finishes at the rack, and to the free throw line we go.
So many teams are trying to do that to Sylacauga. When they see Sylacauga going downhill, they try to set that charge. CJ Franklin, after facing it so many times this season, sidesteps it and gets the foul.
Work, Josh.
Free throw for Franklin, up and good. Basketball, 17-5, Aggies on top. Colburn, tough two, got it from the left elbow. Sylacauga will have it with 30 seconds to play. Sarai McMillan coming over to the table. Now he'll come back and sit down. Sylacauga will hold for the final shot here in the first quarter. 17-7, your score, 20 seconds to play. Franklin picks up his dribble. Whetstone out beyond the arc. Working on Colburn. Giving it back off to Franklin with 10. Now with 9. Franklin. Deep three. CJ. No. Rebound. KT. Underneath. Threw it away. Spear. At the buzzer. No good. As we will go to the second quarter with a 10-point lead. 17-7 your score. We played 8. We'll be back in 60 seconds.
When injury slows you down, trust Todd Malone and the caring team at Star Physical Therapy. As owner and lead physical therapist, Todd has built a reputation for helping patients recover quickly, safely, and with confidence. Whether you're dealing with a sports injury, surgery recovery, or everyday aches and pains, you'll find personalized care that gets you moving again. At Star Physical Therapy, it's not just about treatment. It's about helping you live life fully. Star Physical Therapy, where you're always treated like a star.
Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Aggie Sports Network is fueled by Allen Oil Company. Fuel for your car, fuel for your body. You're all in with Allen.
Aggie Sports Network fueled by Allen Oil Company, Allen Brew Market. Alex, Sylacauga leading at 17-7. Your thoughts on the first 8 minutes?
Have to keep your foot on the gas against Shelby County on Monday. They had a double-digit lead and let Shelby County worm their way back into that game. Tonight, you continue to do what you're doing defensively and make them work for every single basket.
Hall for Clay Central, cut off on the baseline. Some new faces on the floor for the Vols. We say new faces. It's Trendon Glenn checking back in here the second quarter, playing with 2 fouls. Right side of the floor, Zion Newell at the top to Caden Glenn. Now Glenn underneath the bucket. Picks up his dribble at the free throw line, working it back off to Taylor Boyd. Sylacauga's defense is making everything hard inside. Hall picks up his dribble off to Caden Glenn. Glenn to the top for three. No good. Rebound tapped and saved by McMillan into the hands of KT. And now CJ into the front court. Second quarter, 17-7, your score. Minute has passed in the second. Eric O'Neill for the good guys, kicking it into the corner to KT. Hopping in the air, firing it off Franklin. Faked the shot, got bumped, no whistle. Cross court, high pass. Eric O'Neill goes way up to grab it. Now the Aggies reset it. 6:40 to play. Eric O'Neill working the right wing. Gets it underneath. McMillan under the goal. Didn't go up. And now giving it off to Kinson. Floating. Kinson scoring. Kinson.
That is a difference in Sylacauga from a couple weeks ago. Sylacauga forced a lot of shots tonight and really Monday night as well. Very patient offensively and trying to find the best shot.
19-7 Aggies on top. 12-point lead here in the second quarter. J.D. Hall trying to get around a very pesky defender in Kinson 3. Picks up his dribble. Kicks it to the left wing. Newell working at the top. Back to Hall. Whipping around the paint. Underneath, Glenn. Floater. Missed it. Rebound O'Neill. And the Aggies can start to exert some pressure here early in the second quarter. Franklin underneath. McMillan. Lost it, got it back, and scores!
I don't know how Sarai was able to get that one to go.
21-7, a football score. Here at Douglas Martin Court with the Aggies leading by 14. J.D. Hall with a tough take, hits the runner from the baseline. The Aggies lead back to 12. Franklin. Right wing, KT, lost it. Pass, threw it away. J.D. Hall spinning underneath. Left the lay-in short. Rebound, knocked out. It'll be Clay Central basketball as Corbin Patterson will check back in. Boy, the Aggies didn't turn it over much in the first quarter. And one turnover for Kinson 3 is enough to find the sideline, and Corbin Patterson checking back in. In the corner, wide open three. Newell missed it. Actually, that was Caden Glenn that missed the shot. Aggies lead it by 12. Patterson over to Franklin. CJ, they crash on it. Underneath, Franklin into the corner to Patterson. Back to CJ, left wing. Behind the back dribble, down the lane. Franklin fouled. He'll shoot two. Almost got the shot to go. CJ back to the Coosa Valley Medical Center free throw line. First one up and good for CJ. Trey Wright will check in for Tristan Whetstone. Get a senior on the floor. Whetstone just played, what was that, 12 straight minutes of basketball. CJ knocks them both down. 23-9. Aggies with the lead. Your right tire and service, five on the floor. Corbin, Trey, CJ, Eric, and Sarayan. Wild shot for Clay Central. Missed it. Corbin gets the rebound. Races it ahead into the front court. Left side of the floor, Franklin. He'll stop. He'll kick. O'Neill, open three. Hand down. Missed it.
Can't get a better look than that for Eric O'Neill. He made one earlier. Unable to get that one.
J.D. Hall underneath. Missed the shot again. The Aggies get the rebound. Wide open on that last one for Eric. Into the corner, McMillan, open three, Sarayan, got it! 26-9, Aggies leading.
Sarayan was huge on Monday for these Aggies coming in with KT dealing with foul trouble. Sarayan had, I think, 8 points in that game. Countless rebounds.
Cuts off the dribble, stuck into the corner, should have been a five, it was close. And then Sarayan knocking the pass out of bounds. It was Trenton Glenn trying to post up down low.
That's what's happened all night for the Vols. They've been trying to get it down to Glenn all night long. Sylacauga, whether it's Bench, Ryan, Josh, Tristan Whetstone, they have not made it easier for Trenton Glenn.
Underneath, Glenn fouled. Whew, not a lot of contact. Maybe enough to get a whistle. They'll call that on McMillan with Trenton Glenn. Maybe a little bit better positioning would have helped Sarai McMillan there.
One of the few times that in that position on Glenn.
Glenn hits the free throw. 26-10.
Free throw,
Glenn got them both. Hey. 26-11, a 15-point game. CJ, wild two, kind of curl off the elbow. J.D. Hall ahead, firing into the corner. Boyd, air ball on the jumper. Rebound McMillan, got it off. And now it's CJ again, bringing it ahead. Franklin underneath the Trey. Trey missed the lay-in. CJ rips away the rebound, puts it back up, and puts it in.
There's no quit for those Aggies when that ball goes up. Either end of the court, they're crashing, trying to get that rebound.
28-11. Left wing, three, up, off the rim, no good. Rebound fought for. McMillan just gobbling in these rebounds since he's been on the floor. Corbin, hesitation move, fake the pass. Into the corner, McMillan hopping in the air, giving it to Eric at the top. O'Neal in and out. Rebound, McMillan gets it out. Trying to get it back to O'Neal, and then Eric is fouled by Glenn, and that's his third. He'll have to go back to the bench.
What about Sir Ryan McMillan? He is on that glass.
Josh will check back in. He'll come in for Trey Wright. Glenn will check out. Trendon Glenn will find a seat with three fouls here in the first half. Aggies fire it in to Spear, 28-11. Up by 17, 2:20 to play in the second. It's Patterson trying to get around Hall. Here's Eric driving and kicking. Back into the corner, Patterson open three. Got it! 31-11, Aggies lead.
Foot on the gas. Don't take your foot off the pedal.
J.D. Hall driving. Wow. What a finish at the rim. 31-13. Patterson to Eric. Aggies swing it around the arc. Spear faking, working the baseline. Josh driving and kicking. CJ for three. No good. Rebound. Volleyed out of bounds. Spiked, rather, by J.D. Hall.
J.D. Hall said, I'm not getting this rebound. So, Corbin Patterson, you're not getting it either.
CJ to inbound. The Aggies get it into McMillan underneath. Rebound Spear after the missed shot. Josh underneath. Good.
Wow. Josh Spear drop step through two defenders.
Little off shoulder spin. 33-13. J.D. Hall threw it away. It went through our hands. Got it back and puts it up and in.
J.D. Hall.
Tough to guard him.
He's the only ball to make more than one basket in this game.
33-15. Aggies by 18. Not be surprised to see us take the air out of the ball here at the end of the second quarter with a minute to play. Holding the rock is Franklin. J.D. Hall staring at him, but from about 10 feet away. ...18-point lead. Aggies on top with 51 seconds to go. You might get a few boo birds here in a second from the Clay Central fans.
Hey, I want to run ISO. I want to run ISO. So, Ryan, you got this. It ain't time yet, CJ. It's not time.
They'll come out and guard ball now. With 32 seconds to go, Franklin breaks the five-second count. CJ underneath the Spear. Boy, he got fouled. They didn't blow the whistle. Then he got the shot to go.
Over three defenders.
35-15. Aggies back up by 20. Underneath the goal. They threw it away. So Chicago will have another chance with it. It's Corbin Patterson with the interception. The Aggie corner comes up with a pick here with 9 seconds. Patterson driving, giving it off to Franklin with five, lost it. Young going the other way with two, with one at the buzzer, no good. And we'll go to the locker room with a 20-point lead here in the first half. 35-15, Aggies on top. We'll be back with the Star Physical Therapy halftime show.
Searching for insurance that fits seamlessly into your life? Look no further than State Farm agent Albia Steers in Sylacauga. Whether it's safeguarding your car, home, or family's future, Albia and his team are here to provide customized coverage options that suit your lifestyle. With a focus on exceptional customer service and local expertise, Albia Steers ensures you're fully protected when it matters most. Experience the peace of mind that comes with a trusted local agent. Like a good neighbor, State Farm agent Albia Steers is there. Call or click for a quote today.
A new year brings a fresh start, and Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union is here to help you begin 2026 on strong financial footing. Whether your goal is building savings, paying down debt, improving your credit, or planning for what's ahead, Coosa Pines offers tools designed to meet you where you are. From savings accounts and certificates to low-interest loan options, members can move forward with confidence. Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union, where you belong. Federally insured by NCUA.
If you're tired of wandering around a big box store, get to Van Zandt Hardware on Highway 280 in Sylacauga. These folks know their stuff and they know where it is. Need rafters? In stock. Looking for solid 28-foot lumber? They've got it and it's not damaged. For over 50 years, they've been helping home builders, farmers, and everyday folks get the job done right. Van Zandt Hardware is a proud supporter of Sylacauga, B.B. Comer, Childersburg, and Fayetteville Athletics.
I'm Chris Kane, and for our family here at Toyota of Sylacauga, it's about more than cars. It's about people. You'll find my wife, my kids, even my dog here some days, because this is where we've built something special. When you buy from us, you're not just getting a vehicle, you're becoming part of the family. Toyota of Sylacauga, worth the drive, and we'll prove it. Online at toyotaofsylacauga.com.
When the temperature drops, your car feels it too. If your heat isn't blowing as warm as it should, or your engine's running hotter than normal, you could be low on coolant. Stop by Wright Tire and Service for a quick winter checkup. We'll inspect your coolant, tire pressure, battery, and wiper blades, all the things that keep you safe and comfortable in cold weather. Don't get caught unprepared this winter. Get it done the right way at Wright Tire and Service on West Fort William Street in Sylacauga.
When injury slows you down, trust Todd Malone and the caring team at Star Physical Therapy. As owner and lead physical therapist, Todd has built a reputation for helping patients recover quickly, safely, and with confidence. Whether you're dealing with a sports injury, surgery recovery, or everyday aches and pains, you'll find personalized care that gets you moving again. At Star Physical Therapy, it's not just about treatment. It's about helping you live life fully. Star Physical Therapy, where you're always treated like a star.
When cold weather rolls into Alabama, make sure your home is ready with a reliable American Standard heating system from Sleeping Giant Heating and Cooling. Sleeping Giant's team of professionals will keep your home warm, efficient, and comfortable all season long. Whether it's a routine tune-up or a complete system upgrade, Sleeping Giant will help you rest easy, knowing your home's in good hands. Sleeping Giant Heating and Cooling, your local independent American Standard heating and air conditioning dealer. Online at sleepinggiantair.com.
This is the Star Physical Therapy Halftime Show on the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Aggie Sports Network.
Star Physical Therapy Halftime Show. Star Physical Therapy, where you don't have to be a star to be treated like one. Aggies by 20. At the break, 35-15. Well, we talked about it. If Clay Central wanted to slow the game down, the way the Aggies could stop that is by getting off to a good start. They did that, and Clay Central now is not able to kind of stand around and work the clock. Sylacauga is dominating the pace of play.
They dominated it since the jump. Clay Central kind of tried to come out a little bit slow, but not as slow as the game earlier this year where they at Clay Central where they kind of just crawled out, and it was what the first offensive possession felt like an eternity for them in that first quarter. But tonight, Sylacauga ramped up the on-ball pressure, didn't let them settle into an offense, made them keep running it, and denied Trenton Glenn the ball. Trenton Glenn has been a non-factor in this game after having one of his best performances of the year on Monday.
Trenton Glenn playing with three fouls, picked up his third about 3 minutes to go there in the second quarter. See how early they put him out on the floor? Kind of feels like a situation
you know, a couple weeks ago for the Aggies where you just had to play guys that were in foul trouble. I would not be surprised to see Glenn come out here in third quarter, and they're going to try to keep him out of foul trouble. The problem is he brings just as much defensively as he does offensively, and when you do that, you tend to get into foul trouble in some games like this. 35-15, we talked about what the Aggies have done, but offensively, Eric O'Neill got it started with that big three ball. C.J. Franklin from outside the arc, from inside, Corbin Patterson's hit a big three. McMillan hit a three from the corner. McMillan rebounded better than anybody on the floor. Tristan Whetstone, when he was in, gave the Aggies the first 12 minutes, maybe the hardest 12 minutes he's played. It's been a big team effort here in the first half.
It has been. C.J. Franklin and Josh Beard get a lot of the spotlight, deservedly so, for what they've done for these Aggies all season long. But on Monday night and tonight, I feel like Sarai McMillan has been the X factor for the Aggies with the point scoring he's done it, as well as the dirty work he's done on the glass and guarding the big men for both Shelby County and Clay Central.
Break down the scoring totals for us, if you will, Alex, and if you were able to, if you didn't run out of a pen or lead in your pencil on Sarai McMillan rebounds, how many did he have?
C.J. Franklin finished the first half with 12 points, Sarai with 5, KT with 2, Corbin with 3, Whetstone with 2, and Josh with 7, and Sarai had himself 5 rebounds. So he's got 5 points and 5 rebounds going into the second half.
On a rebound a minute for Sarai McMillan when he was on the floor. What a first half for McMillan. And now the Aggies back out on the floor, taking warm-ups on the left side, wearing those white uniforms. Aggies across the chest. Second half adjustments. Alex Bauman brought to you by our friends, at Alta Point Health. Second half adjustments.
I would continue to do what you're doing. You're having success with it. You're up by 20 points. Don't take your foot off the gas. The Aggies have taken it off, their foot off the gas a couple times this year, let teams sneak back into basketball games. Tonight, with what you have on the line, a playoff sub-regional at home. If you don't win, you have to go on the road tonight. You want to come out, foot on the gas, continue to do what you're doing, and make sure Trenton Glenn is not able to insert himself into this basketball game.
That'll wrap up the Star Physical Therapy halftime show. 35-15, your score at the half. We'll be back in 2.5 minutes here at Douglas Martin Court. This is the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Aggie Sports Network, presented by Island Brew Market, Coosa Valley Medical Center, and Alta Point Health.
Experience leadership that truly echoes the heart of Coosa Valley. Ben Robbins is an accomplished attorney specializing in real estate, estates, and business law. Voted Coosa Valley's best attorney, Ben is not only a legal expert, but also a dedicated community champion. He actively supports our farmers, stands strong with our veterans, and engages in local initiatives like the Rotary Club and Habitat for Humanity. For Ben, it's all about nurturing the community spirit, supporting our schools, and cheering on local high school sports. When you're in need of real estate or business legal help, call attorney Ben Robbins at 256-346-6493.
At Allen Brew Markets, we're proud to call this community home. Every day, we bring you great service, quality products, and the convenience you deserve. From morning coffee to late-night fill-ups, we're always here when you need us. Allen Brew Markets, your hometown convenience store, your hometown pride. And when it comes to serving our neighbors, we're all in with Allen.
You're all in with Allen, oh yeah. Allen Brew Markets.
Do you have scrap metal piling up? Get paid at Coosa Valley Recycling. Serving the Birmingham area and Highway 280 corridor in Sylacauga, Coosa Valley Recycling is your top choice for scrap metal recycling. Whether it's old appliances, car parts, or any other metal items, Coosa Valley Recycling offers great rates and fast, easy service. Recycling with Coosa Valley Recycling not only puts your money back in your pocket, but it also protects the environment. Don't let your scrap metal go to waste. Bring it to Coosa Valley Recycling today. Call 256-245-4300.
Celebrate Sylacauga Pride with the S Club. We're a community of former athletes and supporters dedicated to preserving tradition, funding scholarships, and building a strong future for Sylacauga High School athletics. From reunions to fundraising, the S Club connects generations of Aggies while giving back to today's student athletes. Be a part of the legacy. Join the Sylacauga S Club and help keep Aggie Pride alive. Visit AggieSClubAlumni.com today to sign up and make a difference.
Central to you, central to your success. Central Alabama Community College, the official video live streaming sponsor of the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Aggie Sports Network. Online at cacc.edu.
Getting set to start this second half. Live from the Allen Brew Market scoring table. If you're watching on Facebook and YouTube, we thank you for joining us from the Allen Brew Market courtside cams. The only way to bring you any type of live video coverage in the postseason due to AHSAA rules. Sylacauga will start this third quarter out with the basketball. Now moving right to left, Sylacauga with the starting five on the floor. It'll be Eric, CJ, Corbin, Josh, and Tristan. Your right tire in service, five on the floor. CJ working the left side. Now it's Franklin working on top of a screen. O'Neal cutting the lane, floating. Eric finishing is O'Neal.
Loving that aggressiveness from Eric O'Neal. Struggled a little bit in that second half, for that first half after that big three-pointer he hit to start the game. And in the second half, starts it off driving to the basket, being aggressive.
37-15. J.D. Hall driving. Reverse. Good again. J.D. Hall. So tough to defend. Kind of like Drew Mears for Briarwood. You never know where his feet are going to go. It's tons of energy. Right side, O'Neal, who got the opening bucket here in the quarter. O'Neal to Spear. Josh driving. Got around the defender. Boy, should have been a foul call, but it's an offensive rebound. Whetstone floats it up. Missed the shot.
Two good looks for Sylacauga by their two big men. One of those has to go.
Hall with it for the ball. It's a 20-point game. Felt like the first lay-in Josh Spear missed tonight. It was contested. Hall goes down the lane, travels, throws it off the backboard, loses it out of bounds, and they'll say Josh Spear touched it last.
Josh Spear almost doing what J.D. Hall did, not letting Trendon Glenn get the rebound, knowing he couldn't get it himself.
Glenn to inbound, off to Boyd. Boyd cut off by Whetstone. Now it's Newell at the top. 6:35 to go in the third quarter. Aggies by 20. Newell right wing, and they threw it away. CJ into the front court for the Aggies. 37-17 in the area championship. Eric O'Neal taking a screen from Spear. Stepping back. O'Neal hesitates. Kicks. Whetstone. Three ball. Got it.
Why not? Tristan Whetstone against Coosa Central or late last week had some big three-pointers in that game.
J.D. Hall to Newell. To the top to Glenn. In the corner to the other Glenn. 20 feet from the bucket. Clay Central, not in a position where they can slow it down. They lost the dribble, tapped out. Here's CJ into the front court, running by a defender, floating it up, missed the layup, and then a foul on Franklin on the rebound. We got the foul on Josh Spear. I thought that was obviously on CJ.
Be two on Josh, though.
Forty to 17. Volunteers on the right side of the floor in red. Hall, lefty three, knocks it down. Is the only player to fill it up tonight for the Vols.
The only one to make more than one basket.
He's got 11 of 20. 40 to 20. The lead back down to 20. CJ, jab step, stopping at the elbow, into the corner to Whetstone, back to Franklin, left wing. Tristan now trying to get it down low to Spear. No reason to make that pass.
Not at all. Everyone in the gym knew where Tristan Whetstone was trying to go.
Hall tried it off of Patterson out of bounds. Tried the screen and roll. Glenn to inbound. close to a five. Got it to Trendon Glenn. Pass tapped. Now it's CJ out in front to Corbin. Underneath, fouled is Patterson. And to the free throw line we will go. That's the fourth on Glenn.
More than likely ends his quarter.
They're down 20. Yeah, he's going to have to come out. It's the fourth foul on Trendon Glenn. First free throw, no good. Wilson. I believe checking in for the Vols. Second from Patterson. Aggies missed them both. Hall with the rebound. A 3-on-2 for Clay Central. In the corner. Three ball. No. Rebound. Whetstone. And one of those nights for the Vols. Wide open three. Really wasn't that close as Franklin gets into a jump ball and the arrow favoring the Volunteers. Well, CJ took that one like a football, and Clay Central didn't let him get by.
He sees Clay Central on the jerseys and thinks he is playing it's football.
Let's go, guys. Let's get back to
40 to 20. Volunteers with it. Right side, Colburn back in the game. Boyd, three, got it. His second three ball of the game.
Tyler Boyd.
40 to 23. Their goal is going to be to try to cut this lead in half some way before the fourth quarter.
It's almost going to be an inverse of the strategy to start this game. They're going to try to speed Sylacauga up rather than slow him down.
Inside to Whetstone. Tristan trying to answer back on the other side. Rebound down on the floor. Ends up out of bounds. It's going to be touched last by the Aggies. That's the Ryan McMillan going to come in. Ball's outscoring the Aggies by three here in the third. Boyd, right wing. Glenn for three. Got it. Well, they're in a 6-0. It's 40 to 26. Timeout. Good timeout called by Coach Joel Jones. We'll take 1-2. Aggies by 14 with 3.5 to go in the third.
If you've got a heart for helping folks and want a job where what you do really matters, AltaPoint Health is hiring right here in the community. They've got positions open from Clay County to Sylacauga, including direct support professionals and therapists, and some jobs even let you work from home. No experience, no problem. AltaPoint offers on-the-job training, great benefits, and real room to grow. Caring is their calling. Text AltaJobs to 97211 and find your fit today.
The Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Aggie Sports Network is driven by Wright Tire and Service. Drive smoothly on the right tires and keep your ride in mint condition with the right parts. Wright Tire and Service on West Fort William Street in Sylacauga.
Glenn coming over to the scoring table. Now he'll sit down. Sylacauga with the basketball after the timeout. Need a bucket, up by 14. Franklin stopping, giving it off to O'Neal. Eric driving, nobody stopped the ball, and Eric finishes easily at the rack. Good take.
That doesn't get any easier for Eric O'Neal. Drives to the basket, no one within a country mile of him.
J.D. Hall, and one.
J.D. Hall, and the foul.
Missed the free throw, did Hall. 42-28. 2:50 to go. Sylacauga by 14. Biggest lead of the night has been 22. And then a moving screen called on McMillan. Last couple minutes of this third quarter just haven't gone the Aggies' way. Thank you. Clay Central with it. And they threw it away. Oh, then they call a heads foul on Franklin. They're going to get a foul on CJ there. Mm. That was a bad pass, and it actually hit Franklin.
And the ref that wasn't able to see the hands of either player calls that foul rather than the one that had the good view of it.
Paul driving the baseline, spinning, got cut off. Able to get the pass off to Taylor Boyd. Boyd stopping, giving it off. Colburn, open three, missed it badly. Rebound, missed it. Whoa, Taylor Boyd missed an easy one, and that would have put them back within striking distance. A 14-point game still. It's Franklin underneath. McMillan bumped, didn't call that one, but he did get the shot to go as Whetstone was going to check in. He'll come back out. Aggies back up by 16, 2 minutes to go in the third. Boyd underneath, threw it away. It's Franklin. CJ being bumped all the way up the floor, fouled, and another. Back to the free throw line we go with Franklin, and Silvacaga has stolen the momentum back.
Clay Central trying to inch their way back into this game. Silvacaga using their defense like they have all year long, turning to immediate offense.
Two straight possessions where Taylor Boyd threw it away for the Volunteers. The Aggies trying to get back up by 19. Looking to go on a 5-0 with this front CJ free throw, and he's 3-for-3 from the line tonight. 47-28. Aggies trying to take home an area championship and host a game here at 6 on Saturday. Loose ball on the floor. Volunteers, three balls fighting for it. One of them comes up with it. Hall over to Newell. 47-28. Aggies by 19. Minute 30 to go in the third. Young to Hall. Back to Newell. To Colburn at the top. Colburn stuck on the elbow. Newell for three. Missed badly. Silvacaga's been good tonight. They have forced Clay Central to speed up and had to use the three ball, and they're quite frankly just not a great three-point shooting team. KT will check in at the next horn. Spear at the left wing for the Aggies, and a foul on Young. That's his third as he got into the back of Franklin.
That's the third time tonight where Coach Jones has identified who Braxton Young is guarding and immediately called a set play for him. It was Eric two times in the first half, and there it was C.J. Franklin.
Corbin to check out for KT. Eric, jumper, no. 56 seconds to go. Hall driving. Tough make for Hall. 47-30. Aggies lead it by 17 after another J.D. Hall bucket. CJ into the corner. Spear. Open three. Josh. Too strong. Rebound tapped around. Controlled by Young and Clay Central. 47-30. Young dribbling it to the right wing. Back to J.D. Hall. Hall spinning in the paint. Going down the lane. Missed the shot. Rebound McMillan. McMillan to Franklin with 18 seconds to go. The Aggies can slow it down as KT. Kinson trying to get it underneath to O'Neal. He does. It was blocked by Colburn. On the shot, Vols will have it. Hall driving, spinning, shooting. He traveled from the free throw line to underneath the bucket. Made the shot. O'Neal at the buzzer. No good. And we'll take a 15-point lead into the fourth quarter. We'll take a break. This is the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Aggie Sports Network.
Searching for insurance that fits seamlessly into your life? Look no further than State Farm agent Albia Steers in Silicaga. Whether it's safeguarding your car, home, or family's future, Albia and his team are here to provide customized coverage options that suit your lifestyle. With a focus on exceptional customer service and local expertise, Albia Steers ensures you're fully protected when it matters most. Experience the peace of mind that comes with a trusted local agent. Like a good neighbor, State Farm agent Albia Steers is there. Call or click for a quote today.
Don't let a stubborn wound keep you from living life to the fullest. At Coosa Valley Wound Care Center in Silicaga, their skilled team specializes in treating chronic and hard-to-heal wounds. They use advanced therapies, including their new hyperbaric oxygen therapy chamber, which delivers pure oxygen to help your body heal faster. No referral is needed. Just call 256-872-7777 to schedule your appointment today. Coosa Valley Wound Care Center. Advanced healing close to home.
Start of the fourth quarter. Aggies trying to hang on. C.J. underneath and one. Oh, what a take. C.J. Franklin again going to the stripe where he's perfect tonight.
That's what we were missing against Shelby County in that second half. A player outside of Josh Speer to get aggressive and force the issue. Tonight in this one, they've had countless players do that in the second half.
And Jinxton missed the free throw. Aggies back up by 17 now. 49-32 to start the fourth. Stolen by Patterson, and they'll say he stepped on the sideline. Newell with it. Over to Boyd, who's hit two threes tonight. Back to J.D. Hall, who's done pretty much all the scoring. Hall spinning, stopping, looking. Back to Boyd for three. This time no good for Taylor Boyd. C.J. already on the other end with it. Franklin on the far side. C.J. looking ahead. Left-handed baseball pass over to Eric O'Neill. Now Corbin has it on the much smaller Hall. Into the corner, Franklin. Franklin circling all the way around. Open three. McMillan decided to pull it down. Back off to C.J. Silicaga. Going to be patient here. And why not? Leading it by 17 with 6:50 to go. Franklin on a five-second count. Gets past the defender. And then we threw it away with O'Neill.
Eric had the layup on it with his left hand.
Glenn again traveled. Well, they've gotten away with a ton of walks tonight, but they missed the shot. Here's Franklin going up. Missed it. Rebound McMillan. And then Sarine had it taken away by J.D. Hall. 49-32 into the corner. Now to Newell, left wing. He'll drive, stop, float, and got it. That one about touched the ceiling. As the Aggies going to call a timeout. We'll take one, too. We'll be back in 30 seconds. 6:22 to go, fourth quarter. Aggies lead it 49-34.
A new year brings a fresh start, and Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union is here to help you begin 2026 on strong financial footing. Whether your goal is building savings, paying down debt, improving your credit, or planning for what's ahead, Coosa Pines offers tools designed to meet you where you are. From savings accounts and certificates to low-interest loan options, members can move forward with confidence. Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union, where you belong. Federally insured by NCUA.
Number one in customer satisfaction among insurance providers 5 years in a row. Like a good neighbor, State Farm agent Aldia Steers is there. The official insurance agent of the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Aggie Sports Network.
A 15-point game with 6:15 to go. It'll be Franklin down the lane. Missed the finger roll. Rebound tapped out. A little too fast coming out of a timeout. Silicaga's best friend is the clock. Boyd, three, hand in his face. Got another one. It's a 12-point game with 5:50 to go. Volunteers on a 5-0 run. Patterson out beyond the arc with 5:44 to go. Corbin to Whetstone, back to Franklin. CJ will break the 5-second count. 49-37, Patterson. On the roll to Whetstone, hopping in the air, then we threw it away.
Tristan had it. It's like Eric O'Neill a couple of possessions ago. Have the shot, take it.
And the ball's power three. Glenn with the rebound, playing with four fouls, turns around, puts it back up, and puts it in. And it's 49-39 with 5 minutes to go. Volunteer fans making some noise. Haggy on the offensive side of the floor with 5 minutes to go. CJ taking a screen. Over to Speer. Almost lost it. Got it back. Josh, defender in the air. Got fouled. Almost got the shot. As Speer will go to the line. Foul on Taylor Boyd.
Do it my way or you can stay.
Well,
49-39. Spear to shoot at the stripe. Here's the first one. Josh missed it. Spear again. Second one. Got it. Aggies by 11. 50-39. Clay Central, J.D. Hall has 17 of their 39 points. He'll spin, he'll shoot, he'll miss, and Spear grabs the rebound. Good rebound and pop technique right there for Josh Spear. The Aggies trying to get back the momentum with 4:20 to play in the fourth. Patterson driving, kicking. C.J. three, short. Feel like we're shooting a little too early in these possessions.
We are. It's the complete opposite of what happened in the first half. We're settling for a lot of these shots and forcing passes don't need to be forced.
Paul fouled by Franklin. No, they'll get the foul on Kinson three. That'll send J.D. Hall to the stripe.
Offensively, Silicaga's playing like they're the team behind.
Makes the free throw. Coach Jones relaying that message, telling CJ we didn't need to shoot that three in the corner. Hall again. Second free throw, missed everything. It's just a 10-point game here at home. Balls have outscored us by 10 in the second half. 4 minutes to play. Let's slow it down. 50-40. O'Neal lost it from behind. He's fouled. Finally, where the whistle finally came in. Really not awful for the Vols there. They might need to get closer to the bonus. It's the third foul on Clay. Got it into KT, and then Clay Central picked it up on the baseline. Nobody under the goal. Layup good for Clay Central. It's 50-42. Timeout called by the Aggies. They'll take one with them. An 8-point ball game with 3:35 to go in the fourth.
First Bank of Alabama, we recognize that your busy life doesn't always have time to dedicate to banking decisions. That's why we have made it easier for you to do banking with a local Alabama community bank. Founded over 176 years ago, covering six counties with 13 locations, online, mobile, and ATM banking throughout East Central Alabama, we have the products, services, and people to help tailor your financial needs. First Bank of Alabama, where you are first. Online at fbal.bank.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
The Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Aggie Sports Network is fueled by Allen Oil Company. Fuel for your car, fuel for your body. You're all in with Allen.
Aggie Sports Network, fueled by Allen Oil Company, Allen Brew Markets. 50-42. Volunteers inching their way back in this one. An 8-point game. Silicaga's led by as many as 22. KT driving. They doubled him. He lost it on the other side. Blocked by Franklin. Then a goaltend is called. It's 50-44 with 3:17 to go.
Turnovers and poor shot selection has killed the Aggies in this fourth quarter.
Aggies need a bucket. 3 minutes to play. CJ splits the defenders, goes up, and he walks. We've turned it over like four straight possessions. Now they'll come talk about it. Ref's talking about it. Now they're talking to the two players that will stay with Clay Central.
Another turnover, trying to drive into the trees down low. And no need for C.J. Franklin to continue to work the ball behind the perimeter.
50-44, inside to Glenn. Kicking it out to Colburn. Colburn stopping, looking, back off to Newell with 2:38 to go. Glenn to Hall. Hall with 17, 18 points of the Volunteers' 44. At one point he had 17 of 34. 50-44 your score. Balls underneath Colburn. Newell, runner, missed it. Rebound on the floor. Last touch by Clay Central. Out of bounds, Sylacauga ball with 2:13 to go. We can take our time. We can kill some clock.
The way Clay Central has played these past few defensive possessions, they're going to crash on the ball handler anytime he gets close to the rim.
Now it's Franklin with 2 minutes to play and a six-point lead. CJ hopping in the air. Off to O'Neal, back to Patterson. It's Patterson fouled from behind. That's the fourth foul. Tried to poke it out, and they got the arm of Patterson. The next foul will send the Aggies to the line. Close to a backcourt. Patterson into the front court now. No count on him. Now J.D. Hall will come up to get him. It's Corbin. Handing it off to Whetstone. Overhead pass. C.J. saved it. He'll go up and he'll lay it in. Wow.
Really lucky. Tristan Whetstone falling out of bounds. Throws it to Clay Central. Clay Central bats the ball and C.J.'s able to recover it.
52-44. Minute 20 to play. J.D. Hall to Colburn at the top. Working with his back to the bucket. Deep three. Up. And they hit it. Caden Glenn from 20 plus knocks it down and the Balls call a full. We'll take 1-2, 52-47 with a minute 10 to go in the fourth.
First Bank of Alabama, we recognize that your busy life doesn't always have time to dedicate to banking decisions. That's why we have made it easier for you to do banking with a local Alabama community bank. Founded over 176 years ago, covering six counties with 13 locations, online, mobile, and ATM banking throughout East Central Alabama, we have the products, services, and people to help tailor your financial needs. First Bank of Alabama, where you are first. Online at fbal.bank.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Central to you, central to your success. Central Alabama Community College, the official video live streaming sponsor of the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Aggie Sports Network. Online at cacc.edu.
5-point game. Aggies will have the basketball. Whetstone's got to get it in. He does to Franklin. Minute to play. 5-point game. It's CJ. And there's a foul. It'll send Franklin to the line. Two big free throws coming for CJ with a minute one to play. Franklin. 52-47, Franklin short on the free throw. Aggies haven't been great at the line tonight. CJ hits the second. Lead back to six, 53-47. Need a stop. Can we get it? Hall into the front court on the drive. The shot, missed it. Rebound CJ. Be patient with it. 50 seconds to go. CJ in a one-on-one in the backcourt. CJ pulling it back off. Franklin trapped. Gave it to Eric.
Eric back to Patterson. 37 seconds to go, and we'll send a senior to the line with a six-point lead with 36.4 to go. Corbin got it on the first. Big free throw. Aggies by seven with 36.4 to play. Thought this ref crew has done a pretty good job tonight outside of some of the walks that they missed, but
they've been pretty good. Pretty haven't missed a lot, except the travels.
Hall in the front court. Here's JD driving again. Missed the shot. Rebound tapped out. Controlled by Eric. Off to Josh, and Josh is fouled, and the Aggies can go ice this game now. 55-47.
All season long, the Aggies' biggest strengths has been their rebound. They've done it tonight, and they did it Monday night to clinch the win against Shelby County.
55-47. Spear, perfect on the first. It's a, what is that? 9-point game. Josh again missed it. Clock will start. 24 seconds to go. Aggies 56, Volunteers 47. Newell, three, missed. Long rebound, fought for, out of bounds. They're going to say Josh touched it last?
Wow.
Jeez.
Looked like J.D. Hall batted it out of his hands.
So underneath the bucket with 15 seconds to go. It'll be Glenn to put it in. Glenn kicked it, and it's J.D. Hall with 12 with 11. He'll fire a three. Missed it. Rebound ripped by Josh, and we're walking the other way.
Josh Beard grabbed that with one hand.
Wow. Spear to shoot two, but the inevitable is settled in across the gym. The Aggies will be area champions. We're not going to have to drive to Selma on Saturday. Josh hits the free throw, 57-47. Volunteers just gotten too big of a hole back in the first half. The Spear got them both. 58-47. Newell for three. Missed it. Rebound Aggies, and that's it. 58-47. Your Aggies are area champions with a win over Clay Central. We'll take a break. Start physical therapy post-game show when we come back.
Celebrate Sylacauga Pride with the S Club. We're a community of former athletes and supporters dedicated to preserving tradition, funding scholarships, and building a strong future for Sylacauga High School athletics. From reunions to fundraising, the S Club connects generations of Aggies while giving back to today's student athletes. Be a part of the legacy. Join the Sylacauga S Club and help keep Aggie Pride alive. Visit AggieSClubAlumni.com today to sign up and make a difference.
This is the Star Physical Therapy Halftime Show on the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Aggie Sports Network.
Star Physical Therapy post-game show. Star Physical Therapy, where you don't have to be a star to be treated like one. Coach Jones, your Aggies, area champions, back-to-back years. 58-47. What a game we had tonight, Coach.
Yeah, it really was. You know, I went in at halftime, and I kind of congratulated those guys. I built them up a little bit, told them that we probably couldn't play a better half of basketball. And I told them the third quarter would be a real meaningful quarter in terms of the outcome of this game. And they outplayed us the third and the fourth quarter. And I'm just happy that we were able to get out of here with the win tonight.
How resilient is your team, Coach? That lead got down to, I think, 5 points at one point, and you get it back up to 11 to win this game. How talk about the resiliency of your guys.
You know, I hate to pinpoint people, but CJ kind of got out of sync a little bit. And we're fortunate to have enough around him, enough good players around him to make the difference. And Corbin Patterson stepped up big. Eric O'Neill stepped up big in terms of our guard play. And I'm just happy that we won this basketball game. This was a huge win for our basketball program.
Congrats, Coach. Area champions. That's Sylacauga head basketball coach Joel Jones, the Aggies area champions, 58-47 over the Clay Central Volunteers. They'll be back here Saturday night at 6 o'clock. What a game for Sylacauga, Alex Bauman, as we were up by 22, then only up by 5 and finished it off at the free throw line as a veteran team should with a 58-47 win.
Sylacauga in that first half played one of their better first halves of the season. In the second half, and in really in that fourth quarter, some uncharacteristic turnovers, poor decisions with the basketball. But when it came down to it, rebounding and free throws won Sylacauga this basketball game.
Coach Jones mentioned it. CJ got a little out of sync. Didn't play poorly by any means, but they kind of keyed on him, especially there in the third quarter. And then it, again, had enough around him to get the job done, whether it was McMillan tonight or Eric O'Neill tonight. I really thought Sarai McMillan played his tail off, especially there in the first half, to help the Aggies build that lead, which they ended up needing as Clay Central did outscore us by 9 in the second half, Alex.
Clay Central, they're a team, they can be down 40 points, and they're going to scrap and fight to make it a basketball game. They did that tonight, but you have to credit the Aggies and their grit and determination to come out area champions for the second straight year.
We'll sit here and we will watch the area tournament team get called out. What a good tournament that was put on from the hospitality room, Pat Burns, Miss Valencia, and everybody that was working in there, to the administration here at Sylacauga, keeping everything under control. They always do a good job. And then, you know, Coach Victor Smith, Coach Joel Jones, Coach Skylar Patterson, kind of handling a lot of the logistics to get everything on the court ready for game day. 58-47 is your final score here. We'll take a break, and we'll have more of the Star Physical Therapy post-game show when we come back. This is the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Aggie Sports Network.
Don't let a stubborn wound keep you from living life to the fullest. At Coosa Valley Wound Care Center in Sylacauga, their skilled team specializes in treating chronic and hard-to-heal wounds. They use advanced therapies, including their new hyperbaric oxygen therapy chamber, which delivers pure oxygen to help your body heal faster. No referral is needed. Just call 256-872-7777 to schedule your appointment today. Coosa Valley Wound Care Center. Advanced healing, close to home.
When cold weather rolls into Alabama, make sure your home is ready with a reliable American Standard heating system from Sleeping Giant Heating and Cooling. Sleeping Giant's team of professionals will keep your home warm, efficient, and comfortable all season long. Whether it's a routine tune-up or a complete system upgrade, Sleeping Giant will help you rest easy, knowing your home's in good hands. Sleeping Giant Heating and Cooling, your local independent American Standard heating and air conditioning dealer. Online at sleepinggiantair.com.
Sleeping Giant Heating and Cooling, the official HVAC provider of the Aggie Sports Network. 58-47 here at home, Alex Bauman, as they call out the all-tournament team, as we'll watch the Aggies get their area championship trophy. It was Sylacauga and Jemison, Selma and Jemison tonight at Selma. We're going to guess that Selma was going to win that one, but Jemison knocked off Montevallo to advance to the area finals against the Selma Saints. We will know who our opponent will be at least sometime in the next 30 minutes or so, but the Aggies will play here at 6 o'clock on Saturday. We'll have another Allen Brew Market courtside cam for you as Sylacauga elimination games from here on out. Alex Bauman, sub-state, and then regional back at the Acadome at Alabama State. If the Aggies do win on Saturday, as the tournament team is being called out.
And now, representing the Class 5A Tournament Champions.
area tournament team for the Aggies.
We have Mr. C.J. Franklin.
C.J. Franklin on the all-tournament team.
We have Mr. Corbin Patterson.
Corbin Patterson.
We have Mr. Eric O'Neill.
Eric O'Neill.
And we also have Mr. Josh Spear.
And Josh Spear. Good group of guys for the Aggies, Alex Bauman.
All four been the senior leaders for this team all year long.
Ladies and gentlemen, let's give
what Corbin had to do tonight was guard J.D. Hall a ton. And I know he finished with 18, but he probably shot it 30 times in this game.
All-tournament MVP goes to Mr. Josh Spear.
Josh Spear, tournament MVP.
There
we go, 13.
And a championship well earned. Ladies and gentlemen, if you would, at this time, help me celebrate. Let's hear it for the 2006 5A Area 8 runner-up, Clay Central.
Volunteers, the runners-up, and I know it's bittersweet. They wanted to win this game, but Clay Central still alive, Alex, and would not be surprised to see both of these teams at the regional at Alabama State.
Clay Central, a very good basketball team. Silicaga has had their number this season in the two regular season games and tonight. Clay Central has been playing their best basketball there.
Chicago getting their area championship trophy. They'll go to midcourt and take a picture for this one. Chicago will get the win. And they're your area champions. 58-47, your final score. That'll do it for us. From Jeremy Law and Alex Bauman, this has been a product of Radio Alabama and Silicaga Athletics. Thanks for listening and watching.